Okay, good evening, everyone. We need, certainly Klal Yisrael needs a lot of nechama, a lot of refuah over the last week, and hopefully our learning should be mechazik ourselves, should be mechazik the world, that it should be our own tefillah, so be able to turn to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It happens to be a beautiful part that relates to Baruch Shamar and ties into the events of the past week, but we're going to save that for next week. This evening, we're going to begin with Baruch Shamar, but we're not going to do any perush of the tefillah itself. This is going to be a hakdama to Baruch Shamar, to understand why Baruch Shamar is here, because Baruch Shamar is not really in the Gemara, and doesn't seem to be part of Pesukei Zimra, but what is its role in the context of Pesukei Zimra, based on what we said last week, and hopefully we'll be able to appreciate the recitation a little bit more, and then next week we'll get into Perush HaTefillah. We'll go through line by line Baruch Shamar and try to open up the tefillah itself. So if everybody has the sources in front of them, we'll begin. Baruch Shamar, as we said, is not mentioned in Shas, but it is brought in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon, and it's brought in the Chuvos of Rav Natronai Gaon. So we do have a reference to Baruch Shamar in the Gaonim itself. If you look in the Torah, in Aruch Chaim in Siman Nun Aleph, the Torah says Baruch Shamar Tzarech L'Omer B'Nigun U'V'Nima. Baruch Shamar has to be recited with a tune and in a pleasant way. Ki Hu Shir Na'er B'Nachman. It's a beautiful song. Ksav B'Sefer Heichalos. Sefer Heichalos is an early work of Kabbalah. Sheishu Pei Zayin Tevos. There are 87 words. B'Simanech Rosho Kesem Paz. V'Chein Hu Nusach Ashkenazim. This is where we find the Nusach of Ashkenazim. Now, we're going to go into all those different pieces right now and explain where exactly Baruch Shamar comes from, the earliest sources discussing it, and how it comes together. The earliest explanation of what Baruch Shamar is comes from the Or Zeruah, but not the Or Zeruah that we often associate with Halach and Ashkenaz. This Sefer Or Zeruah is a manuscript that was left in the British Museum for centuries and only recently had it been published for people to see. This is the Or Zeruah written by Rav David HaChassid, the grandson of the Ramban. The Ramban had a son whose name was Yehuda, and Yehuda's son's name was, his son's name was David. He lived in the 1300s, and he was considered to be one of the great Mekubalim, the Kabbalists of his generation. And in his Or Zeruah, which I brought for you from the recently published manuscript, he explains as follows. Again, this is the earliest description of what Baruch Shamar is about. V'yeshbo pei zayin tevos. There are 87 words in Baruch Shamar. V'siman, and the siman, the sign to remember this is Rosho Kesam Paz. V'od siman acher, muhulal b'peh amo, b'peh is gematria 87. V'havein zeh, you should know, ki Baruch Shamar hu shevach gadol mehodar. You should understand that Baruch Shamar is a great praise. U'me'ul al kol tishbachos, that is above all other praises. It wasn't necessarily made by the Anshei Knesses HaGadol, but it was made by Chachmei Mechkar, other Chachamim. And Ki Paska Nafal Min Shemayim. This is the source. This is the source that a letter fell from Shemayim. This is, I think, what it says in the bottom of the Archival Siddur. Where did Archival get it from? They got it from here. That a letter came from Shemayim. And on this heavenly letter that came from Shemayim, it had the text of Baruch Shamar. And this is all cited by the Poskim, cited by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Mishabura, the beginning of the Siman and Aleph. And the Magen Avraham and the Mishabura notes that because it's not in the Gemara, a person is actually allowed to answer Amen to other brachos if you're in the middle of reciting Baruch Shamar, because it's not as significant as Pesukei Zimra itself. It is true that the establishment of this tefillah is ancient, but the chiyah, the responsibility that you have to say Baruch Shamar, this bracha, is not as old as the brachos in the Gemara. And therefore, if you need to, you can make a hefsek, you can make a break and answer Amen. Nevertheless, the Rishonim, like the Machzor Vitri that we'll see later on, who count this bracha as one of the 100 brachos that a person should say every single day. So yes, it's not necessarily a chiyah that you have to say from the time of the Gemara, but certainly it's taken very seriously. There is a discussion about the words in Baruch Shamar, because I don't want to ruin this for you, but if you open up your Siddur, you'll see that there are not exactly 87 words. And the Perush of the Rokeach says Baruch Shamar has the same words as the piyut that we say on Yom Kippur, Adaras Ve'amuna, which is the Shir of the Malachim. But the Adaras Ve'amuna has 88 words, not 87. So the Pri Eitz Chaim says there are 87 words in HaKolel, there's only plus one. The Kerem Shlomo says that the Siddur HaRavim has many more words than 87. So whatever it may be, somehow, depending on your Nisach, Nisach Sephardim, Nisach Ashkenaz, will come out at the end of the day, but essentially the magic number is 87. So let's discuss now, the historical issue. Is Baruch Shamar from the Gemara? Is it not from the Gemara? Is it post-Gemara? So we have three approaches amongst the explanations of Baruch Shamar. The pre-Chadash, here in Siman and Aleph, seems to understand that Takana of Baruch Shamar was in the days of the Gaon. And if so, how can the Gaon make up new brachos? The question, he questions the Rush. The Rush in Kedushin asks that this bracha, he asks about the bracha of a pigeon aben. How can we make the bracha of a pigeon aben is not in the Gemara, but we say it anyway. But how come the Rush doesn't talk about Baruch Shamar? So there are three approaches in the Rishonim to explain when Baruch Shamar was written. The first is the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim responds to the Pri Chadash and says that we have a Kabbalah that it was established by the Anshei Knesset HaGadol who organized our Tfilos. And the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, says that there's no issue here because the Zohar in Parshas Vayakel seems to mention Baruch Shamar. Now, the Zohar's mention of Baruch Shamar is very, very tenuous at best. It's not clear. But we did see the Tur who quotes the Sefer HaChalos, which is a book of Kabbalah. The Pirkei HaChalos was written by Rabbi Yishmael, one of the Asar Rugei Malchus. In addition, the Yerushalmi mentions Yishtabach, and we know that Yishtabach and Baruch Shamar go together. And in the Machzik Bracha, the Chidah quotes Rabbeinu Tam in his Shuvah Sefer HaYashar, who says that there is nothing contradictory in Shas. We rely on the Gaon to say if there were Tfilos that are from Chazal. So the Prima Gadim and the Chidah both say, you're right. Does the Gemara mention Baruch Shamar? No. But it doesn't mean it doesn't come from Chazal. That's approach number one. The Mabit in his Beis Elokim suggests that Baruch Shamar comes far back as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a very, very big fetish. It's not really quoted by anybody else, but that's the sheet of the Mabit. However, in the Siddur of Rav Shlomo of Germaiza, one of the Bali Atosos, he says that the Rabban Savarai, or the rabbis after the Amoraim, in between the Gaonim for about 100 years, about around the year 600, he says they were Mesake in Baruch Shamar. Look inside. He says, Takinu Rabbanan Savorai, Bracha Mikame Psuke Baruch Shamar. They established the brachos of Baruch Shamar. Uposeach Baba Baruch, Hakel Avarachaman, Messiah Baruch Hazar Shamacham Tishbachos. Ubas Ritikna, they also established Yishtabach and Messiah Chayolin, and we finished with the words Chayolin. So according to this, you could argue that the Rabbanan Savorai, the rabbis after the Gemara, had the status of Amorayim. And maybe they're like Chachme HaTalmud, and therefore they're in a position to make such brachos. So at the end of the day, we have three approaches. It doesn't really matter so much, because Baruch Shamar is in the Siddur. It's a holy tefillah that comes from holy people. Perhaps the correct approach could be, as we said, that the tefillah of the Anshei Knesset HaGadol was passed on to this piska, this piece of paper that came from Shemayim, but it wasn't established as a chovah, something that we must say, until the generations of the Rabbanan Savarai who put Baruch Shamar into the Tefillah as a whole. Okay, next. Now, all of this is wonderful, but what does that have to do with Psukei Zimra? All we just said is there's this Tefillah that may have come from Shemayim, may have come from before the Gaonim, and it's a good thing to say it. But what does that have to do with Psukei Zimra? So the riff on Brachos, the riff's counting of the pages of the Gemara is different than the Gemara itself. This is called the Dapai HaRif, the pages of the Riff Daf of Gimel. So look at the riff. The riff says, Ki ka aminan psuka de zimra aminan umayni. What is psuka de zimra? It's mitahila le David al kohan neshama tahalka, as we discussed last week, from Ashrei until the last halukah. The takinu rabbanan lemeimar bracha mikamayu ubracha mibasrayu. And the rabbis established to say a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Umayni, what is this bracha? Baruch shamar v'yishtabach. The Hilkach Biboy Leila Inish Lolish Tuye Michi Masko Baruch Shamar. It's in the sign of Shemon Esrei. And therefore, a person should not really talk until Baruch Shamar, until after Shemon Esrei. So the Rif is the first source. We're talking around the year 1000. They're telling us that there was a Takana at some point that Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach are the bookends, the opening and closing of Psukei Zimra. It is for this reason that the Rishonim explain that Yishtabach doesn't begin with Baruch. How come Yishtabach doesn't begin Baruch Atah Hashem Malkeinu Melech Olam Yishtabash Mitzvah Malkeinu? Because it's a bracha hasmuch. We have a rule in halacha that if there are two brachos that play off of each other, an A and a B, so the second bracha doesn't need to begin with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. Why? Because here by Baruch Shamar by Olam Baruchu, and the Baruch Atah Hashem simply continues into Yishtabach. Some Rishonim go further, and they view Baruch Shamar as the bracha, as almost like a form of hala. Look here in the Sefer Eshkol. The Sefer Eshkol writes, the Acher Kach Poskim Baruch, She'amar Shuk Birchas Hala, it's a bracha of halal. Keep Suke de Zimmer Shehin Matila Davi Akon the Shamat Halal, Kon Nikra Halal. Like we said last time, Suke de Zimmer is a form of halal. Kedamrin and Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yichelkim Gome Hal Bechol Yom, I should be with those people who say halal every single day. B'takinale Rabbanan, Bracha b'techila u'besok klopias hal. Just like halal has a bracha before and a bracha afterwards, so too psuk yizim, which is a form of halal, has a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. And this is repeated by the Orach Chaim Rav Aaron of Lunel as well. Now the Magen Avraham in Siman Taf Chaf Beis writes that if one is late and you arrive to shul when the tzibur is getting up to halal, you can say halal inside your psuk yizim. And you don't need to make a birchas halal because Baruch Shamar acts as a birchas halal. That's how far it goes. So imagine the second. You come into shul, there up to halal, and you start Baruch Shamar, and you're in the middle of your psukei dezimra. According to Magen Avraham, you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedem Shamar Tzivanu L'Kravas Halal. You simply piggyback on the Baruch Shamar that you already said, and you jump into halal, and you say halal in the middle of your psukei dezimra. And that's the halacha according to Magen Avraham. That's how far it goes. Now, Rabbi Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav from Rabbi Soloveitchik in the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that you can't mix the two together. But nevertheless, that's not in the minhag. The Levush also views Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach like any brachas that become before and after a mitzvah. And that's what it is. So you should imagine, and it's in its most simple level, in its pashtus, when we say Baruch Shamar, we should be imagining this is a bracha before psukei dezimra, and Yishtabach the bracha afterwards, just like making a bracha before halal and making a bracha after halal. Now, if we do understand that Baruch Shamar is if it's a bracha on psukei dezimra, then we have a question. What's the question? Why doesn't Baruch Shamar say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, you know, al halal, al psukei dezimra, the crow psukei dezimra? How come it doesn't say Asher Kedushanu v'tzivanu if it's a bracha on that? We find by halal. In addition, saying psukei dezimra is not a chovah. You don't have to say psukei dezimra. It's something that the chachamim prayed, or halavai that I should say psukei dezimra every single day. So how could the chachamim establish a bracha on something that's not a chovah, something I don't have to do? So perhaps the second question can answer the first question. Precisely because there's no chovah, there's no need to recite psukei dezimra, they established a bracha that doesn't say Asher Kedushanu B'tzivanu V'tzivanu. And instead, it's similar to a Birchas Shevach L'Hodah. Don't view Baruch Shamar as a bracha on the mitzvah of the Zimra. Rather, view it as a praise on the zechus that we have to praise Hashem. There's no lashon of chovah in Baruch Shamar. Instead, we say, Avarachaman Hamulah V'Tamo, V'Shuvach M'Fawar B'Shon Chasidah V'Avadah. It's so wonderful we can praise you. But we're simply describing the Metzias, the reality that Hashem is praised by His servants. Uvishirei David Avdacha Nehalacha Hashem Elokeinu B'Shvach Uzmiros. Right? It's not a description of a chova. It's a voluntary act. Hashem, I'm going to praise you right now using the songs of David HaMelech. And this can be supported with the following comments of the Machzor Vitri in the name of his Rebbe, Rashi. The Simcha Vitri was a Talmud of Rashi. Look what he writes here in his Machzor, in the Siddur. Nahogu ha'am levarach b'Rosh Chodesh b'Kroas Ha'al. The minag on Rosh Chodesh to say the brach of the Kroas Ha'al. Aval Rabbeinu tanuach nashu b'tzorachai. My Rebbe Rashi, who had passed away by this point. So that means you know it was written after which year? When did Rashi die? No one? 1040 to 1105. Same time as recess, right? So 1040 to 1105. So that's when Rashi died. So we know this is written after 1105. Helech teshuvaso. And he explained as follows. Shishal, ahayachid shekore sahal. Somebody asked, an individual person said halal, but yamim she'inam mishmon esrei shel Torah. There are 18 days, according to the Gemara and Erechin, that you have to say halal. We're not going to go through them right now, but you all know that. Im chov, and a person says halal on a day that's not one of those 18 days, like Rosh Chodesh. Im chov al hatzibur levarach yivarach am yachid. Now, if the tzibur says it, that's one thing. But should the yachid say it on his own, if he's not saying with the tzibur, should he say the brach on halal? Aval ani eini mevarach alav, lo im hatzibur lo biyachid. Now Rashi said that no, I don't make a bracha before halal, but if it's not the 18 days of chovah. It's only a minig to say halal those days. Halal Rosh Chodesh is a minig. We don't say full halal. The ain minig sarach bracha, and a minig doesn't get a bracha, says Rashi. Because a minig gabi arava, shakel chavit v'chavit levarach. Right? When we beat the aravos on Hashanah Rabbah, we don't make a bracha because it's a minig. Kusavar arava minig nevim. Lefecha, ain on levarach alava asher k'dushan mitzvot sivano. We don't make a bracha asher k'dushan mitzvot sivano. Aval ani mevarach alav. But, says, what would he say? What bracha would Rashi say? I won't make the bracha on halal, but I will say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam. And tell me if this sounds familiar. Hamahula b'fei amo, Meshubach ha-mefawar, B'shirei David avdacha, Baruch atah Hashem, Melech melech b'tishpachos, U'la'ach rab yalucha b'daka. So Rashi would make this bracha when he said halal on days where it was only a minhag. So this is a beautiful proof, I think, for the Machzor Vitri, that the bracha of Baruch Shamar is a bracha not on the chova to say halal of Sibu Zimra, but that we're making it optional. We'd like to praise Hashem Asheri David, and Baruch Shamar is like the bracha on an optional halal. That's what we're saying here. Okay? So now, again, we've explained that the source of Baruch Shamar, and now we've explained its connection to Sibu Zimra. Let's get into some of the technical ways in how we say Pesukim Zimra. The minhag amongst children is to say Baruch Shamar, right? Now, you're going to tell me, of course they sing Baruch Shamar because we sing everything in school. But no, there's more to the singing of Baruch Shamar than just for chinuch reasons. The above tour said it should be sung b'ne'ima, beautifully. And this is based on the Siddur HaTfila of Rav Elazar of Germaiz of the Baal HaRokeach. And he writes as follows. Ubaruch Shamar Zemer Tov. This is, he's writing this in around the beginning of the 1200s. Baruch Shamar is a Zemer Tov. It's a good song. Al Kain Sarach Laomro, the Kol Ne'im. You should say it with a beautiful voice. The Kavana slave with Kavana, the Kol Ram out loud. The Nigun Yafa, Lamelech Kavod, and a beautiful song to Hashem, Lamelech Malchim, Lachim Kadosh Baruch, to the King of Kings. So singing Baruch Shamar is an old, old minhag that goes back over probably 1,000 years. That's how long ago it goes. Rav Avigdor Cohen Tzedek, who lived also in the same time as Rav Elazar of Germaiza, in his commentary on Shir HaShirim writes, Kimin Baruch Shamar Sheish V'Pei Zayin Tevos. Baruch Shamar is 87 words. Kishi Yisrael Maranin Nosol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we sing it, Osim Mimenu Chetzi Keser LaKadosh. We create half of the crown which goes on a Kaddish Baruch Hu's head, Kaviyachal. And when the Malachim sing the song of Adaras Ve'amuna, the head also has 87 words, B'Shem HaMaforash and Hashem's name, Ramuz Volet Minyan Ay De Hashem Malachim, said by the Malachim, M'Shapchum Mekalsim, who said he praised Hashem, B'chol Yom Mepnei HaKadosh, Mitzar V'Nos Lachatzi Keser. The Malachim construct the other half of the Keser of the crown of Hashem, who mitzafren oso yachal Keser. So when we say Baruch Shamar and the Malachim say Adar Sfei Amuna, it creates, so to speak, a crown for Hashem. L'chein pirsh tenach alomar Baruch Shamar b'ne'imas kol. And therefore you should say Baruch Shamar beautifully, sing it. So I don't care if you're by yourself. I don't care if you're in shul. You should be in your head, in subtly under your breath. You should be singing Baruch Shamar for whatever tune you like. This is repeated in the Seder Hayom, who says that it should be said carefully, the Kavana, word by word. The Lachem Chamudos of the Tosfos Yontif on the Rashi and Brachos in the first parak says, we saw in a shul where Baruch Shamar was written on a board and everybody sang it together in the shul. There's a sefer on the laws of writing Tefillah and Mezuzos called the Baruch Shamar. So the Chidah writes in the Shema Gedolim, where did this author, whose name was Rav Shimshon ben Eliezer, one of the Rishonim, get the idea that he's called the Baruch Shamar? So the Rechidah says that he got his nickname because when he was an orphaned young boy, starting from the age of 8, he would come to shul and sing Baruch Shamar in a beautiful voice. And eventually they nicknamed him Baruch Shamar. That was his nickname because he sang Baruch Shamar so beautifully. Okay, so again, we have now established and supported the singing of Baruch Shamar. Let's turn now to a question of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes here in Siman and Aleph, and he says that Baruch Shamar is a very strange bracha. What does he mean? He says, Meshunas bracha zu Baruch Shamar. This is very odd, different bracha Baruch Shamar. Mikol brachos, any other bracha. To kol ha-brachos, sheposlos v'baruch u'misaymos v'baruch. All brachos begin with baruch and end with baruch. Omrim mitzchila ha-bracha, baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam. But by Baruch Shamar, we say this in the middle, right? By ha'av ha-racham elo v'fei ha-mo. It's a very odd bracha. We start baruch shamar elo v'baruchu, baruch atah separations, baruch atah z'makan, that whole thing. And then in the middle, we say baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam. It's all mixed up. It's a very strange thing. Lama lo kavu baroshu kavu chol ha-brachos. Why does Baruch Shamar not begin Baruch Atah Hashem like all of the brachos? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, L'chei nira l'anias daiti. It appears to me, to be'emes, ikun birchas psukit zimra mitchilas min ha'av, maschelas min ha'av ha'racham olam. He says, really, all those baruch, baruch, baruchs in the beginning, baruch ha'zakayim, baruch hu, baruch, all that stuff is really not the essence of Baruch Shamar. Really, Baruch Shamar really begins from Baruch Atah Hashem, ha'av ha'racham olam b'fei ha'mo. Every bracha, the beginning of the bracha has to connect to the main topic of the bracha. From Baruch Shamar until the words B'Fei Amo. It really talks nothing about praising Hashem. Therefore, really Baruch Shamar begins in the middle. Barak is schemalism, rather we attach to it Baruch Shamar, until the words Baruch Shmo, b'fnei shiratzu anshei knesses ha'gadola, lahaz kibereishis fil eich ha'sholem nivra b'mamro shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because we want to emphasize how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world through his words. Ve'eich shebetuva mechadosh b'chayim tamin ma'aseh bereishis, and how Hashem regenerates and brings life to the world every single day, v'zeh baruch oseh bereishis. That's the idea over there. So Tzadok HaKohen is a piece in the Dover Tzedek, based on the Arizal, which is, you know, beyond what we're going to talk about tonight, where he builds on that idea as well. Okay, now let's talk about the greatness of Yishtabach of Baruch Shamar, and the major question of why do we stand for Baruch Shamar, and then we'll come to a conclusion. The Rav David ben Yehuda Achasid, the author of the Or Zaruah that we quoted in the beginning, he continues. Let's read what he says. He says, "Ubaruch Shamar Yeshbo Pezayin Tevos." There are 87 words. Vasim Vasim Bezer Rosh Kesem Pads Kuminyan Pezayin Vasim and Befei Amo Ki Befei Amo Gematria Pezayin. Befei is Gematria 87. V'chol Misha Mosif V'Gorea Mizeh Hamispa. Whoever adds on or takes away from these 87 words, Vada Hu Toa Toa Gadol, is a terrible mistake. Kichein Niskablo Hakabala, because we have a tradition. Ish mi pinish ad Moshe Rabbeinu al v'shal mi piagvura. We have no Kabbalah from Moshe going back to Hashem. Aval anshe svarad, regarding the amount of words that are in Baruch Shamar. So he also seems to be like the Marbit, saying goes back very far. Aval anshe svarad, but those from Spain, shemosifim bo v'shabbos, they add the phrase Baruch Shem lefanav olav lo shichav lo masav lefanav lo mekach shachad. But Kiyotov is anything like that. Mimo Nea Biyadam came Mosif and below Svar. They're adding on things improperly. L'chol Hamosif Gorea, by adding, they're actually taking away. L'chein Yesh Lizar Shalot Tosif Bo, below Tigger Mimenu Ela Pezayin Teos Lo Yoser, only the 87 words of Baruch Shamar, nothing else. Vod Kiblu An Shea Kabbalah Shazah Hashavach Yomer Vamida L'Rolos Neged Surah El Yona. And now this is our source for standing. This is the earliest source. That we should stand because it comes from a Tzura El Yona. Haidavar Srafim owned Mima'ala. If this came from a petek, from a note that fell from Shemayim, it must be the Malachim say. And if the Malachim say Baruch Shamar, we know the Malachim stand because it says Srafim owned him, the Malachim stand in Shemayim. And therefore, if the Malachim stand for Baruch Shamar, therefore you should stand for Baruch Shamar. L'chein b'chol eretz Ashkenaz v'tzarfas. Therefore, in the lands of Germany and France, Omer Moso b'amido, we say it stands. Kach kibbalu min ha-chassidim ha-rishon, we have from the earlier sages, v'an shei maiso shi omer oso b'amido, they would say it while standing. And this is the source. Because they say it up there standing, so too we should say it down here standing. The Menorah Savor says that you should be very careful in saying Baruch Shamar. It should be said be'ema v'yira, with awe and trepidation. The Chayadim says as well, say it while standing word by word. It's a great shvach. Now, the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah brings in the Darkei Moshe that the minhag is to stand for Baruch Shamar. So the Adares, who's the Adares? Rav David Tumim, the father-in-law of Rav Kook. So he has a sefer all about the halachos and minhagim of standing for things. It's called Eila Ya'amdu. So he classifies standing for Baruch Shamar as a chumrah of the Acharonim, that it's a later chumrah to stand for Baruch Shamar, but it's not something you have to do. But this classification of the Adares as a chumrah of the Acharonim is very questionable. And it appears that standing for Baruch Shamar comes from the Rishonim. Right? And the Bach wonders, how come the Tur did not say that one should stand for Baruch Shamar? Because the Or Zeruah says that Baruch Shamar is based on a letter from the Shemayim. And the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah enacted to be made part of Tefillah. And the Or Zeruah says it came from Shemayim. And the Navi says, Serafim Omdim, the Malachim stand. And so too, we should stand for the Tefillah. Therefore, the Minhag Ashkenaz is to stand for Baruch Shamar. And based on this, the Bach questions why the Torah doesn't say it's standing. And he says that it must be, maybe it's a good thing to stand for Baruch Shamar, but it's not a Chiyuv. But I think we see from the Or Zeruah that he's pretty stark in saying that one should stand for Baruch Shamar. The Gra in the Meiser Rav and in the Bir Agra says that the Indian of standing during Sukkah Zimra is always a Chumrah. Any standing during Sukkah Zimra is a Chumrah, according to the Gra. Nevertheless, the Magad Avram, the Taz, the Ben Ishchai all say it's proper to stand for Baruch Shamar. However, just as a Kula, the Tshuvas Mishpatei Tzedek writes that a Chola, someone who's ill, or a Zakein, someone who's elderly, does not have to stand for Baruch Shamar. There's no reason to stand for Baruch Shamar because, again, if you're ill, because it doesn't come from the Gemara, the reference is from the Rishonim, and therefore one technically doesn't have to stand in those cases if they're a chola or they are a zakeh. Okay, I have one more thing we want to discuss tonight. Was there any questions on Baruch Shamar itself in its introduction, as what Baruch Shamar is about? Why we're saying it, I think we explained it pretty clear from top to bottom. Okay, so if there's no questions there, since we are mentioning Baruch Shamar now, and we're getting to the Zimra, let's just go through, just for a little bit, what are the rules of interruptions during Tzuvah Zimra? Since we did mention Baruch Shamar, what are the rules of interruptions from Baruch Shamar until Baruch? So, essentially, the answer is always going to be that everything is mutter, okay? But I'm just going to show you step by step. Answering amen. Can you answer amen to a bracha? So it's mutter to answer amen even in the middle of a sentence of Sivita Zimra, as long as you finish like the phrase. Meaning as long as you finish like, you're not cutting off a phrase awkwardly, you can answer amen. The same thing is answering amen to any brachin shmon esrei as well. When it comes to answering kaddish, so it's mutter to answer amen any place, even if it's in the middle. It's mutter to answer amen yei shmei rabba, even in the middle of a thought in sukkadism. Kedusha, you can also interrupt anywhere in sukkadism at all. There's no problem at all there. And answering baruchu, it's mutter in a place where you finish the thought that you were saying, that you were talking about. Asher Yatzar, it's good to wait until after the end of the perek that you're saying. So if you're saying Ashrei, you should wait to the end of Ashrei. If you are saying Halukas, wait to the end of the Haluka perek. If you have to go to the bathroom of Sukkah Zimra. Thunder and lightning. Let's say you're down in Sukkah Zimra at home and there's thunder and lightning. Pashut in the middle of after Baruch Shamar and Sukkah Zimra, you can make the bracha on thunder and lightning. You can say the Pasuk Rishon of Shema with the Tzibur, because you're supposed to say Pasuk Rishon of Shema with the Tzibur no matter where you are. That's Mutter as well in Sukkah Zimra. And you can also say Modim de Rabbanan as well, all in the midst of Sukkah Zimra. So we come at halacha l'maisa, b'sivnizim is pretty easy. You can pretty much answer anything that has to do with tefillah in the midst of b'sivnizim.